unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, O my God, I trust in thee, let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph.
Let none that way on me be ashamed. Yea, let none that way on me be ashamed. Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph.
To thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Good morning, my podcast listeners. Thank you for joining me today on In Search of God's Instructions. This is our first podcast for this particular program, and we're going to start our search off today with the book of Revelation. The question we're seeking to answer through studying this book today will be whether or not the Bible is relevant to the times that we're living in today. As we look at the book of Revelation, we're going to begin with the last chapter of the book, that is chapter 22. Follow me, please, as you turn to chapter 22, the book of Revelation. And I'll begin of the book 22. And he showed me a river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of his street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruit, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp, nor light of the sun. For the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Then he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Behold, I'm coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy of this book. Now I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me, see that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book. Worship God. And he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly. My reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs, and sorcerers, and sexually immoral, and murderers, and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who first thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. As we look at this chapter of Revelation, we see here that God reveals to his Son, Christ, the things that are going to come in the last days upon the earth, what will take place. When you read the beginning of chapter 1 of Revelation, you will see here that Christ himself took the message that God gave to him, the revelation that God gave to him. He gave it to his prophet, John. That's a whole different study for another time when we take a look at the first chapter of the book of Revelation. But for today, we are focusing on the last chapter of the book of Revelation as we seek the answer to the question whether or not the Bible is relevant to the times that we're living in today. As I read through chapter 22, we see here that there are several things, there are many things that was revealed to John in this one chapter, and I will start off by pointing them out by a numerical order. Number one, there was a pure river of water of life proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Number two, the tree of life, that leaves of the tree for the healing of the nations. Number three, there was no more curse. So we're going to take a look at these curses. What curses are he referring to? Number four, they shall see his face and his name shall be on their foreheads. Number five, a promise that he is coming quickly. We're going to examine the time frame of what quickly could refer to. Number six, the angel identifies himself in chapter 22, verse 9. And he says to me, see that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant and of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book. Worship God. So the angel says, number one, he is a brother to the prophets. And also, number two, he's a brother to those who keep the words of this book. And finally, he gives advice, worship God. Number seven, the angel tells us not to seal the words of the book of this prophecy. Number eight, time will stand still for a short period. This is revealed in verse 22, where he says, he who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he who is holy, let him be holy still. Which indicates that for this brief point in time, we will all maintain the characters that we have when he comes. There will be no opportunity to change our characters at that time. Number nine. When he comes, he is bringing rewards with him to give to each individual according to his or her works. So we see that works are involved for every individual. Number 10, blessings to those who are doing his commandments. That's in verse 14. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through gates into the city. Then we see in 11, number 11, that the identity of those who will not be allowed through the gates and to enter into the city. And that's in verse 15. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and and sexually immoral, murderers, idolaters, and whoever loves and practices lie. We're going to investigate this, these various and different identities that's being called out in verse 15 of this book, chapter 22. Then we see that he identifies himself. That's the 12th number of items that we're going to be looking at. He says in verse 16, I, Jesus, sent my angel to testify to you all these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. So, he was born of the line of King David, because he says he's a root and an offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Then in verse 13, we see, item number 13, we see currently, today, while there is still the ability to choose, anyone who desires it are invited to take the water of life freely. You see that in verse 17 of this chapter. The Spirit and the bride say, come, let him who hears come. So you can hear and you're invited. Let him who thirsts come. So if you're thirsty, you're invited. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. If you have the desire to take the water of life, you can take it freely. Then we have item 14, a promise that conditions are to be met in order to not receive the plagues that are written in the book, where it reads, I testify in verse 18 to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in the book. So, if you want to avoid these plagues, don't try to alter the book by adding things to it. And then we see item number 15. There's another condition to be met in order to have your name inscribed in the book of life, to enter the holy city and from the plagues in the book. He says in verse 19, and if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. So, the condition for having your name inscribed in the book of life is to, number one, do not take away words that are written in this book. The book of Revelation is the book that we're studying. So, don't alter the book by adding, and don't alter the book by taking away. Item 16 is a warning from the Messiah. He says, surely I come quickly. And that's written in verse 20. And verse 20 ends with the Apostle John saying a prayer for us, whoever reads this book today, whether it was yesterday, today, or whoever reads it tomorrow. John prays for us. He says, the grace of our Lord Christ be with you all. And ends by amen. So, when we take a look at this, we see that the book of Revelation was written years and years, thousands of years ago. I'm trying to find here. I'm studying from the New King James Version of this Bible. It's the one that I'm using. It gives a little history about this book, and I've come across another book in my research that also gives a little history on the book of Revelation, but I'm not going to go through that today. It's a discussion for another podcast episode. But to stick with what I am here for today, we are focusing on chapter 22 of the book of Revelation. We're looking at the promises that was given. So far, we have identified 16 things that's been revealed through this one chapter. It finally ends with the prayer to those who are seeking to know God, to understand what is written in the book. He says, grace of our Lord Christ be with you all. Amen. Without a doubt, we can see here that this book was written for the time period applied to the people who read it, generations before us. It applies to us who are reading it today. And it applies for Future generations, depending on how much time we still have left on this earth before the Messiah returns, it applies to those people as well as they read the book. Because when we read the last chapter of this book, we see there is no time frame to who the people are that it applies to. What it does do is it shows us the type of people that will be on the earth when he returns and the things that they may or may not be doing. And it's divided basically by two groups of people, those who are doing, keeping the commandments of God and those who are not. That's something we will study more, hopefully, in podcast number 2 as we dissect what we have discovered in the revelations of this particular chapter. As we take a look at this book and this chapter, we're going to start by looking at the time sequence of what has been revealed. He says, I'm coming quickly. How do you define quickly? Let's begin by taking a look at chapter 90 of the book of Psalms. Turn with me, please, to Psalm 90. And it is a psalm, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. So this particular psalm is a prayer of Moses, who was a man of God. And he's speaking to God in this particular psalm. So what it reads says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, forever you had formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction and say, Return, O children of men. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past. And like a watch in the night, you carry them away like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning, they are like grass which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withers. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years, if by reason of strength they are 80 years. Yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. You teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And have compassion on your servants. O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all the days, all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants, and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. The main part of this psalm that I want to focus on for this podcast are parts number 1, where at verse 4, we see, For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. So this is telling us that one day for God is like 1,000 years for man. When man looks at the day, we look at it in a 24-hour period. When God looks at the day, it is 1,000 years. It's 1,000 years for him. We'll see this as we turn again. Let's look at Genesis chapter 2. Follow me, please. Genesis chapter 2. We're reading from verse 17. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. God has given Adam and Eve instructions about the garden. He tells Adam that the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Then we go over to chapter 5 of the book of Genesis, and we look at verse 5 of that chapter. And it says, God tells us, So all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Adam lived 930 years in man's time numbering system. However, one day for God is 1,000 years. So we see here that if Adam died, if he lived 930 years, you subtract that from 1,000, you will see that in man's time frame, we're getting 70 years here. He didn't live to be 1,000 years in God's, so he didn't live for one day in God's time frame. The very day Adam ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he died. He died that very day. Now, let's go over, take a look here, and consider. The instructions that God gave to Adam was to not eat of the tree in the garden of knowledge of good and evil. He's given him a time frame that the day he eat of it, he will surely die. But when we read in Psalms 90, and I do recall where I read before, where it is confirmed, I forget which, I believe it's in one of the writings in Chronicles or Ezra, or it's not Ezra, in Chronicles or in the Kings, where it is revealed that God says, one day for man is 1,000 years to him. And that is supported by what's written, this prayer of Moses, when he's talking to God in this prayer. He acknowledges, for 1,000 years in your sight, yesterday is like yesterday when it's past. When God says that he's coming quickly, Messiah reveals to us in chapter 22 that he's coming quickly. In man's time frame, we see quickly as being imminent. Certainly we see it as being within perhaps the generation that we're living in. But when you look at Psalm 90, we also see, starting at verse 10, the days of our lives are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow. So on the earth today, since the fall of Adam, time frame for man has been dwindling to the point where today we really, truly, we're not living according to man's time frame as we number our days. We're not living 930 years. Some people are barely making it to 100 years. And every now and then you hear a report or you may read an article where someone died and they were 111 years, perhaps 100, somebody made it to 120 years. Nevertheless, in God's time frame, we are dying basically within minutes after being born. And that is why Moses says here, we finish our days with a sigh. We finish our years like a sigh. It's like we're born into this earth. We're taught to go out. When we're old enough, get a job, labor, because our works of labor is what sustains us as far as having a roof over our head, a food to eat, the ability to do comfortable things in life, or to almost do anything for some people, depending on the parts of the world that they're living in. Just to eat every day is a very laborious task daily. If you don't labor, you don't eat. But we are blessed, we have been blessed so far in this country that we're living in, the United States. But back to the point is the number of our days. How much time do we have? And when God says that he's coming quickly, when the Messiah reveals, I'm coming quickly. And if now, in this period of time, we're dying almost soon after we're born, folks, I see this as God is knocking at the door. He's not just knocking at the door. He's about to break through the door. So that means we only have a short period of time, and that period of time is today. Today. Today while we are living, if we have the ability, we should be reaching out to God, because when he returns, when the Messiah returns, he is bringing rewards with him. Your choice is to decide, how do you want to be rewarded? That's the end of this particular podcast regarding this particular chapter for today. However, next week, the next podcast will involve breaking down the 16 revelations that we've gathered from chapter 22, dissecting them, trying to gain some more understanding about the time period that we're living in, what God is requiring of us so that we will not be caught off guard and unprepared when He returns. If you are having a problem, listeners, if anyone is having a problem with opening up the Bible and reading it and trying to gather information, decipher it, if you are having issues with that, I suggest that you have a talk with God and ask Him to reveal to you what He's trying to reveal to you when you study the Bible. I remember I once had a problem with reading the Bible. I would open it in certain critical times in my life, going through an emotional crisis, a financial crisis. Whatever was happening to me is when I would turn to the Bible. There always seemed to be some crisis before I would have the courage to pick it up and try to read or call out to God and try to get Him to solve my problem with me. Because at my understanding during that time, it was like, oh God, you're here to solve my problems. I want my problems solved. So if I want my problems solved, I need to bring my problems to you. But when I'm reading this Bible, it's like it's not making any sense to me. I'm not getting heads or tails out of anything that helped me to understand and see that you are going to actually come down and solve my problems for me. And I would get so frustrated. And then one day, I simply called out to God and said, God, you know, if you're real, if you do exist, you know what I'm going through. And according to everything that I've been taught through the pastors and the churches that I have been attending, I'm supposed to call out to you and ask you to solve my problems. And one of the ways of doing it is to get into your word and read it and pray to you. But when I get in and I read it, I'm not getting anything out of it. So what's the point? And I kind of walked away in frustration. I think I was in my early 30s when this experience happened to me. And I decided to go back and give it another try. I went back and I picked up the Bible. I sat down at my kitchen table and I began to read. And suddenly I realized it was as if someone had stepped into the room, took a seat at the table across from me, and started telling me a story as I was reading through. It was like picking up a novel. And all of a sudden, I'm realizing I can't put the book down. I'm going from one chapter to the next chapter because I'm reading a saga. I want to know what is going to happen in the next chapter. And 7 hours had passed before I realized it. I had spent 7 hours in that day reading the Bible as if someone was right there telling me all about what was going on and giving me the detailed insight that I couldn't see former to that in the written words on the page. This was my experience, and I believe that anybody who really have a desire to know and a heart to know and understand what's written in the Bible can have the same experience or something very similar to it in their studying the Word of God. So I encourage you until our next podcast to take the time, read through chapter 22 of the book of Revelation. If you have time to re-listen to this podcast and look at the 17 items that I pointed out that we are going to look at on our next podcast and try to dissect them in order to understand what is going on, what God is trying to reveal to us, I ask you to please do that. It will help prepare for the next podcast that we're having. Until then, I encourage you to keep praying, reaching out to God. And I thank you for joining me on this podcast episode. I look forward to seeing you next week. In the meantime, if you have a desire to try to build a personal relationship with God that has not seemed to work out for you in the past, I invite you to visit my website at https://insearchofgodsinstructions.org. I have placed a free downloadable exercise there for you to use to try to help you in your initial steps with trying to develop that relationship with God as you search for Him and seek out His ability to be a part of your daily life. Also, if you have questions or comments regarding this particular episode, I invite you to send me an email. My email address is hello@insearchofgodsinstructions.org. I will try to respond to your comments or your questions. I can't tell you how quickly I will be able to do so. That will depend on the number of emails or comments that I receive. I will tell you that I will try to get back to you as quickly as I can. Until then, may God be with you during your search for Him. I look forward to having our discussion next week as we start to study and search out the instructions of God in our lives. Next week's podcast will be focused on questioning, why does God care? Why does He care about man and our lives on earth today, as we dissect those 17 items of what He has revealed to us in chapter 22 of the book of Revelation. Thank you, my friends, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Do I lift up my soul?
Unto